I was just wondering, for you personally, what was the most valuable thing that you took away from the project? Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, I am going to be sharing how to get the best form of client review possible, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. It is always important to get client reviews and testimonials, but there is nothing more powerful, I see nothing more powerful than a video testimonial. However, the problem is with most video testimonials, they are extremely scripted, they look too robotic, and they don't look organic enough to persuade new clients that you are as good as they say you are. So how do you get super organic, beautiful, incredibly persuasive video reviews and testimonials from pretty much every single client that you work with? Well, that's what I'm going to be teaching you in this very episode. So stay tuned, and I'm going to ask you one single thing. We are trying to post one episode every single day of this podcast. We are sharing everything that I know from a decade of being a freelancer. Now, all I ask is that if at any point during listening to this podcast, and I don't ask for anything on this podcast, I literally am just asking for one single thing. If anything on this podcast you find valuable, you find helpful, or that you feel could help someone else, please share this with someone else, because this type of information can literally change somebody's business and help them to earn more money for their family and live a happier and wealthier life. So that's the last time I'm going to ask for anything. I promise, enjoy the episode, because this is a very powerful lesson that everybody should learn in the world of freelance. So step one of getting high quality video testimonials from your clients are as follows. Remember, this isn't just video testimonials that look robotic and inorganic and unnatural. These look organic and natural and incredibly persuasive, because guess what? They are organic. And I'm going to teach you how to get them very easily right now. So for the first step, make sure that you have a video call with the client. Now, this is before you ask for a testimonial or a review. Now, the reason for having this call at the start of the process is, number one, so you can actually build rapport with the client, and number two, so you can actually make sure that the process and the project is a success. So make sure you're extremely likable, make sure that you're, you know, a little bit charming, a little bit funny, and make sure that you speak face to face with the client. This is going to build rapport and trust with them. Now, then you go away and actually do the project and do the work. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. The second step is to find some way or a reason to get on another call with the client. For me, for example, when I do name development, I say to the client, okay, now we've got your brand name, or we have a couple of brand names to choose from, let's jump on a call and discuss which names are going to look best as a logo. Because when you do that, the client thinks they're going to get some guidance which is super valuable to them for free. So this does two things. One, it pretty much guarantees that you're going to get a second call with the client, so you can actually get the testimonial from them. And number two, the client is also going to be going on to a sales call with you so that you can try and sell them a second service or an upsell. So anyway, step two to summarize is to get them on a second call. Now, this is obviously if they've only had a good experience, and if you're doing your job properly and you're caring for your clients, then every client should have a great experience in the end. Okay, now step three is the actual call itself. So make sure that you have good audio and good video. Now, make sure that you record the call before the actual client comes onto the call. To be honest, you should be recording every single call anyway. But once the client comes onto the call, don't say anything about a testimonial or a review. Just follow this exact same structure as what I use. So the first part of the call is all about value. You want to speak to the client, you want to give them guidance, you want to, you know, basically ask them if there's anything else that they need from you in regards to questions or advice or guidance, to make sure that they are fully satisfied with everything that you've given them. Then and only then do you start to transition into the testimonial? Now, you don't actually say that you're actually getting a testimonial. Now, the first step to actually getting the testimonial isn't to ask for a testimonial. It's actually to say, by the way, I've been curious. Just while I've got you here for a few minutes, I was just wondering, obviously you worked with us and you obviously got a great result in regards to the project, but I was just wondering, for you personally, what was the most valuable thing that you took away from the project? Now, this line is absolutely genius, and here's the reason why. You're not asking them what they liked about working with you, you're asking them what they personally found most valuable from the process. Therefore, you're not saying, how did you like working with me? Because that sounds far too direct and far too desperate. What you're actually saying is, what did you think about the process? And also, what did you find most valuable about the process? This is the first step to getting your testimonial. Now, when they actually start talking, make sure you put your mic on mute, because you don't want the camera to keep cutting to you after they start talking. You want a continuous recording of them just talking and telling the camera how great you are. Now, the trick is here to just let them keep talking. And only when they finally stop talking do you come in with the second line. And the second line goes a little bit something like this. First, agree with what they said and say, yes, we really do focus on, for example, you know, really making sure that the process is really smooth and really effortless. And a lot of clients actually say that, so I'm really pleased that you found that valuable as well. Then the second line is, was there any moment within the process that you particularly thought that, wow, like these guys are really taking care of me? And if so, what moment was that and how did that make you feel? At this point, the client's probably going to say something along the lines of, oh, well, when I first received the designs, I knew you'd taken a lot of time to really develop the ideas and I was really impressed by how the presentation looked. Basically, the client telling the camera how great you are and how great your service is, and you haven't even had to ask them for a testimonial yet. So again, make sure you're on mute and let the client talk as much as they feel that they want to. If they talk for half an hour, then let them talk for half an hour. You just shut up and let them speak for as long as possible. And then once they've finished, the final question is, we really care about our clients and we really want to make sure that every single client gets the best possible service and they really feel taken care of. How did you feel when we were actually guiding you through the process? I know we can be quite strict with our process because we want to get the best result, but how did you feel about working with us? And would you recommend us to someone else in the future? And at this point, the client's essentially going to say, yeah, I felt great. I felt like you really take care of me. I felt like you were always there when I had questions and to guide me. You were really thoughtful with your emails. Again, giving the camera everything that you need. Remember again to mute your microphone, because I once didn't mute my microphone and I lost a really valuable testimonial simply from this one mistake. So make sure you mute your microphone when the client is speaking. So then you basically finish the rest of the call, and just before the end of the call, basically say something along the lines of this. By the way, Mr. Client, I just want to let you know that sometimes we use these types of videos for the likes of, you know, refining our processes, project pages, you know, like testimonials, training, those sorts of things. I just wanted to make sure that that's okay. Is that all right? And by saying, is that all right? Then basically you're essentially just saying to the client that, you know, are you okay with that? And usually 99% of the time they're going to say yes. And sometimes they might have a question or two, but to be honest, it's very, very unlikely. But anyway, guys, try this with your next client. And then once you have the video testimonial, cut it up effectively so that the best parts of the testimonial are at the beginning of the testimonial, so that it really makes you look good. And then post it to your website and post it anywhere else where people may be looking for your services. This is going to help you so, so much to get more clients. I cannot recommend this strongly enough. It literally changed everything about how I approach lead generation and building trust with new clients. So make sure you try this, because it's going to be super powerful for you when trying to win new clients. Anyway, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe and follow this podcast, because we've got so many more episodes coming up. I've been Scott Lancaster, your host, and I will see you next time.